In today's gospel, we learn of a place with the Hebrew name Bethzatha, which means house of grace. In this house of grace, a man waited 38 years to be healed. We don't know what his ailment was. All we know that it was a weakness of some sort, and it comes from the Greek word asthenia. And although within arm's reach of that healing water, the man could not of his own accord enter the water. Others would step in front of him, and no one stopped to help him. It must have been frustrating, because each time he tried to make an effort, it just was not happening. So he waited with God. Sometimes you know where you want to be, and you can maybe even see yourself there, and you may even have had visions of it, yet something is not quite ready. Certain types of effort cannot work during times of transformation. It can spin you in circles. Sometimes you may need to play out or exhaust those possibilities for a while until you can let go into the arms of grace. But we're not supposed to do anything to receive grace. We can't make it happen. Grace is the pulling of God. God is coming to you, just like Jesus did to the man. Our thoughts are usually what distract us or keep us stuck during times of waiting. The man looked for someone outside of him to put him in the water to save him. In his mind, that was the only way it was going to happen. Everybody said, you wait for this angel to trouble the water, some scriptures say. And so at the right time, you had to jump in. But every time he stepped in, he couldn't do it. And he's like, I can't do it. This is the one way. Because his mind couldn't fathom another. Those persons that were supposed to, quote unquote, save him, his thoughts and his effort would not heal him. Those thoughts clouded what was happening to him in that moment. He was living in the house of grace, cradled by God, and something was happening. Something, I believe, was transforming his heart to begin to notice the, quote unquote, stranger who was to take him the rest of the way. I think that's really what the Holy Spirit does. It trains us to notice our family, our spiritual family, whether it's here in this building or out in the world, people of different faiths, people who show up suddenly, strangers to the outsider looking in. It might seem like a stranger, but someone shows up to help you move on. Like Paul meeting Lydia. Lydia, who already was a worshiper of God, she obviously had an awesome faith. And she meets this man from another time, another village, another faith, and she recognized him. This ability to see with inner sight is what we are prepared for, so that when someone comes to you at a pivotal time, you will know that it is time to take action, to move. Much like Bud, he was finally able to make that move, right? And sometimes the stranger was once an enemy. In our scripture from a few weeks ago, when Paul was struck blind in order that he could begin to truly see, Jesus came to a man named Ananias to go and heal him, to heal someone who hurt others that he loved. And Ananias said, Jesus, you know this is the guy that was really persecuting all those Christians, right? And Jesus said, yes, but you're the one. This is the time. You are to go to do this. Ananias was to bless and heal the enemy, the stranger who had caused so much pain. And yet, because of Ananias' time with Jesus, he was able to let go of how it looked. He was able to let go of the truth of what had happened. It was all about timing. The Holy Spirit prepared Paul for transformation, and the Holy Spirit prepared Ananias to love him. Not easy to do. Some of us need more than a nudge in the moment. Sometimes need some 38 years, you know. Jesus came to the man in the pool and asked, "Do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well?" The Holy Spirit had been with the man all along, and Jesus wanted to bump it up a notch. By saying yes, the man was now ready to stand up and walk, to connect with the world in a different way. He was moved. We are always carried by grace and invited and made well, but we don't always see the whole picture when it's our life, right? All you get is little bits and pieces, and our friends show up to help remind us. But even when we're waiting, even if we can't see it, we always have something valuable to share, something to do in the world. We do what we can do, right? We see the beauty in each moment, and most of all, we remember that nothing, not even us, can stand in the way of God's grace and transforming love. That's a comfort to me, because I can be my biggest impediment, you know. So I wanted you to remember that, Emily and Justin. Today is your baptism, and we bless you. Today you're committing to a life with the Holy Spirit, to a love that will keep showing up through experiences or people that you're going to meet. And some people will get to go into the water before you will. Some people will be able to do things you can't do. Or some people will leave your life before you want them to. And it might hurt your heart. But God will always send someone to change your heart and help you remember who you are, too. And sometimes you just have to wait with God because you never know. Especially when it's really difficult or painful or your heart hurts, because you know what? That does happen in life. But always ask for help from the Holy Spirit inside your own heart, because we are promised that you will never, ever be alone. You will make mistakes. You will try to do things you're not ready to do, like getting on a tire swing. And you might try again and again, and then suddenly you realize, I can do it. Or you might try to help someone who has not asked you to help. And then you have to learn to back off, listen for the spirits. What's the next step? In each messy moment of living, keep learning to hear that inner voice. And we will help you. Your family will help you. And you might meet people from all walks of life that will be part of your spiritual family, and they won't be Episcopalian. Just remember that. It goes beyond faith. It's something that is love. And love is bigger than anything else. The Holy Spirit, to me, sounds like the words of this prayer by Rumi. And it goes like this. I have come to drag you out of yourself and take you into my heart. I have come to bring out the beauty you never knew you had and lift you like a prayer to the sky. If no one recognizes you, I do, because you are my life and soul. Don't run away. Accept your wounds. And let bravery be your shield. It takes 1,000 stages for the perfect being to evolve. Every step of the way, I will walk with you and never leave you stranded. Amen.